Hey, podcast listeners, it's Bob again.
And I'm Jesse. We're back here to share with you a special gift.
In the episode Peace on Earth, the Barkley family discovers the true meaning of the season when they wake up on Christmas morning to a shocking surprise.
What is it, Bob?
I'm not sure, but let's listen in and find out. And if you like this adventure, you can hear lots more in Christmas Classics with 12 more Adventures in Odyssey stories for the holidays.
You know, sometimes my family gets a little tired of listening to the old Bing Crosby CD when we're looking at Christmas lights.
Well, then Odyssey's Christmas Classics set might be just the thing. You can get details at witsend.org/podcast.
Well, there's only one way to end this thing. Are you ready, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
But it's daytime, Jesse.
Yeah, you're right.
Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. The Christmas rush is on, and some of the folks in Odyssey are about to learn that there's more to Christmas than the race to get the presents wrapped on time, starting with John Avery Whittaker.
Right, four hot chocolates coming right up.
Listen, sweetheart, I have to go. The shop's being deluged with customers. Yes, I'll call tomorrow. I'm sorry the gifts didn't get there. I feel terrible. Well, maybe there'll be a late post. Tell Marty and Jenny that Grandpa sends his love, will you? I will. I love you, too. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Mr. Whittaker, we're out of eggnog.
Same with the vanilla ice cream, Whit.
That's it until after the holiday. Just offer them something else. Boy, I didn't think people would be buying ice cream on Christmas Eve.
Mr. Whittaker.
Hey, Jimmy. What can I do for you?
I was looking over my Christmas list, and I...
Isn't it just a little late for buying more gifts?
Not to buy, to get. I'm just making a list so I can take inventory tomorrow morning.
Two hot chocolates, please.
Coming right up.
You keep working, and I'll read it to you.
I don't think now's the best time, Jimmy. Honey, where are the mugs?
We're out. I haven't had a chance to clean up the tables yet. Look, I'll get this customer, and then I'll...
I have some clean ones over here, Mr. Whittaker. By the way, have you thought about that new solar dishwasher I've invented?
Not now, Eugene.
Oh. I can tell you my list when you come over tonight.
Yes, but he's a little busy right now.
Here are your hot chocolates.
Right. Thanks, Whit.
Yeah,
have a Merry Christmas.
Bye.
You too.
That was your pastor on the phone, Whit. Just a reminder that the choir has to be at church an hour early.
Oh, that's right. What time is it?
4:00.
4:00? It can't be. I have gifts to wrap yet.
You're still coming over after church, aren't you, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I am, Jimmy.
I can't wait. You got to see all the presents under the tree. I can't wait until tomorrow morning so I can open them. It's going to be a great Christmas.
Well, I hope so, Jimmy, but you know, Christmas is more than...
Oh, that's my dad out front. See you later.
Bye, Jimmy. Oh, that reminds me. I have to call the parcel service and find out what happened to the Christmas packages I sent to my grandkids.
This is quite funny.
I'm glad you're being entertained. Hello?
Such a fuss over a single day of the year.
Oh,
I don't understand.
You don't celebrate Christmas, do you?
Well, I enjoy the day off from distractions. It's a prime opportunity to get some work done.
Work on Christmas? Not me. I'm going to celebrate Christmas, especially this year.
Why especially this year?
It's the first Christmas I've ever wanted to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's really exciting to me.
Oh, yes. Your conversion experience. I suppose that would alter your thinking about it, Miss Kendall.
It didn't alter my thinking, Eugene. I just look at it in a different way now.
Amen. Hello? Yes. Your machine keeps putting me on hold. My name is... Hello?
Interestingly enough, it was a conversion to Christianity that altered Christmas itself. You see, originally, it was a celebration of the Roman Saturnalia. But with the advent of Christian influence, the emphasis changed to the birth of Christ. In all honesty, few scholars can decide if we...
Oh, brother. You really know how to take the fun out of it, don't you?
I'm only saying
well,
that...
Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's the day we've set aside to celebrate Jesus' birthday, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yes, Eugene, the point is it's a day to remind us that he was born and what he would ultimately do for us on the cross. Now, it's good for us to have a day where we can center on him. I only wish we could do it every day.
I won't argue there, but I can't help but wonder how Christ could be at the center of all this commotion and running around. The angels did say, peace on earth. Am I not correct?
Yes, but we... Hello? Oh, thank heaven. My name is John Avery Whittaker, and my account number? Oh, well, hold on. It's in the other room. Let me find it.
I rest my case.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And you, Eugene.
Greetings and felicitations of the seasons.
I figured as much.
Hey, what's the weather doing?
Well, snow's coming down just as pretty as ever. Few things I like better than walking through Odyssey with the snow falling and the people hustling and bustling to do their last-minute Christmas shopping. Makes me feel warm inside. I'm surprised to find you still here. I thought Whit was closing the shop at 3.
We tried. There's too many customers.
Looks like it's slowing down a bit now.
701-264. 215.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, hi, Tom. 215-701-264.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's my account number for this parcel service. Hello? 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 I don't believe it. They hung up on me. My Christmas gifts will never make it to my grandkids now.
I'm sure they'll get there eventually.
Well, they were supposed to be there by Christmas Day.
Well, why don't you have a seat and relax for a minute?
Oh,
place is emptying out, and frankly, you look like you could use a cup of tea.
Oh, I don't have time.
Then I could use a cup of tea. Slow down for a minute, Whit. Here.
Huh. Well, what's this?
Your Christmas present.
But aren't you coming over tomorrow?
Sure. But this is for you to put under your tree tonight.
Well, Tom, thank you. You know, yours is at the house, waiting to be wrapped. Eugene, come on, let's start locking everything up. I have to get out of here. Connie, leave those dishes. We'll clean up everything after the holiday. Go on home.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Go on now. And give your mother a big Christmas kiss for me.
All right. You give me a big Christmas hug now.
Oh, I can do that.
Merry Christmas, Whit.
Merry Christmas, Connie. You know, a day hasn't gone by that I don't thank God for what's happened to you.
I do, too.
Do I get one of those Christmas hugs?
Of course.
I sure do love this time of year.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Eugene?
Happy holidays, Connie.
Merry Christmas, Eugene. I'd hug you, too, but I don't have time for your explanation of the process.
It is an interesting custom.
Right. I'll let myself out of the back, Whit. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Connie.
Merry Christmas, Miss Kendall.
Be careful in that snow. Oh, I have to get out of here. Not only do I need to get the gifts wrapped, but I have to hurry to the church to
quit.
Yes, Tom?
Slow down.
I will. Later.
Has anyone seen my keys? I can't seem to find them. I don't hear them.
What do you think they're going to do? Just come running like a dog?
No, Tom. Eugene's always misplacing his keys, so I got him an early Christmas present.
It's one of those key rings that beeps when you whistle for it. Maybe I left them upstairs.
Whit, sometimes I'm not sure about that boy.
Look, help me lock up everything, will you, Tom?
Okay.
I'll get the lights.
Okie dokie. Hoo-wee! Look at that snow.
That does it for the lights.
Wait a minute, Whit.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Just stop for a minute and take a look.
Well, what am I looking at?
The lights. The snow. The quietness.
It's beautiful, Tom. Let's...
John Avery Whittaker. Now, I want you to stop for a minute. You're going like a house of fire. And it's just not like you to get so caught up in this Christmas rush. Well?
You're right, Tom. You're right. I need to practice what I preach and remember what Christmas is all about. Thanks.
That's better.
Eugene, did you find your keys?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Mr. Whittaker. I found my keys by the nativity scene and sat down for a minute. This really is quite a fascinating room, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, thank you.
Particularly the manger scene. It has an authenticity one rarely sees in manger scenes. The stable, the animals, Mary and Joseph kneeling next to the baby. It's almost as if it might come to life with the blink of an eye.
Well, I'm glad you like it. All the customers are gone, so if you'll turn off the lights up here, we can...
Oh, why don't you go ahead? If you don't mind, I'd like to stay here and enjoy the solitude for a while. I'll lock up after myself.
Oh, well, I suppose you could do that. Eugene?
Yes, sir?
I didn't think to ask. I just assumed. Do you have anywhere to go for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, good.
I thought I'd go back to my dorm room.
Dorm room? Well, don't you have a family?
Alas, I am the last of a unique breed of Meltzners.
Friends?
Well, frankly, Mr. Whittaker, my best friends have been my computers.
Well, why didn't you say something? You can't spend Christmas with a bunch of computers in your dorm room.
Well, I have Bing Crosby records, too.
Now, listen to me, Eugene. I want you to go back to your dorm, get some clothes and toothbrush, and meet me at my house.
Why?
Because that's where you're spending Christmas.
No
buts about it. You're spending Christmas with me. Now, we'll go to the Christmas Eve service tonight, stop by the Barclays.
Well, I don't want to impose.
I'll let them know you're coming. It'll be no imposition at all. Come on.
We'll continue with our Christmas adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of our Christmas in Odyssey.
Come in the living room, Mr. Whittaker.
I'm coming, Jimmy. Just let me get my coat off.
Here, I'll take that for you, Whit.
Thanks, Murray.
Well, I have to admit, that was one of the nicest Christmas services we've had.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
You did quite well in your biblical narration, Mr. Whittaker. I was impressed that a man your age could remember so much.
Well, thanks, Eugene.
You're welcome.
Who wants hot chocolate?
I'll take some.
I'll take some. Yeah. I'm going to my room to finish wrapping presents. No peeking.
You know, this is a lovely home, George. You've decorated very nicely for Christmas.
Well, both Mary and I come from families that love Christmas.
Oh, I can tell. The fresh wreath on the front door and the real holly on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Scotch pine Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, that smell takes me back to my childhood. How about you, Eugene?
Oh, my house always smelled like bathroom disinfectant.
Look over here, Mr. Whittaker.
I see, Jimmy. It's a gorgeous tree. Did you make those ornaments yourself?
Yeah, you bet. I carved some of them, and the family made the rest.
Not the tree. Look at the presents. I've got 17. I counted them.
I don't think you should be present counting, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I need your help.
Coming, Mom. I think I've figured most of them out. Isn't Christmas great?
It's an interesting custom, gift-giving. I believe it has its roots in the dramatic practices of...
You'll have to tell me about it sometime, Eugene.
We've gone all out with the presents this year, Whit. We got the kids everything they wanted. Boy, I can't wait to see their faces in the morning.
Looks like there are plenty to go around.
Well, like I said, we love Christmas. The shopping, the gifts, the wrapping. It just brings out the kid in me.
But it's so much more than that.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the birth of Christ.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean that's a given here. I mean, well, we sort of take it for granted, you know, like I read the Luke version of Jesus' birth before the kids go to bed tonight. It's a family tradition.
Yes, and we had the same tradition in my family.
The only tradition we had was that my father used to read the development report in Nuclear Physics Monthly magazine. Ah, we would gather around and listen to it. The December issue had year-end results.
But we do have to be careful not to let traditions take away from
And here's the hot chocolate.
Terrific, Mary. Thank you. Hey, it's real milk, not that pre-mixed package stuff.
Real milk has an awful lot of fat.
The big red mug is yours, Mr. Whittaker. I made it special.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
I don't think it would be inappropriate to raise a toast with some hot chocolate.
Well, go right ahead.
To Christmas. The good memories of the ones past and the hope of the one to come. May it be the best we've had.
Amen.
To Christmas. You're here.
Ooh.
Oh. To the presents, too. Hope they're even better than last year's.
You're a cute kid, Jimmy.
Dad? It's time to get up. It's Christmas Day.
What? What time is it?
6 o'clock. It's quarter till. I tried to make him go back to sleep, Dad, but he wouldn't.
Oh, that's all right, Donna. You used to do the same thing when you were his age 2 years ago.
It's Christmas morning. We can't sleep in.
Mary?
I heard. I'm coming.
All right. Well, let's go downstairs and
see what kind of goodies we've got, huh?
Yeah! You start the coffee. Okay?
All right.
This is great! I can't wait to open the...
George!
Dad?
Is this some kind of joke? Are you kids playing a prank?
What happened, Dad?
Oh, look at the tree.
God, everything's gone. You mean we've been robbed on Christmas morning?
That's right, Jimmy. We've been robbed.
You took everything, Mom. Even the nightgown I made for you. I made it.
Well, the police took the fingerprints they got back to the lab, but they didn't think it would help much.
No.
For all they know, they could be our fingerprints. I can't believe it. I still cannot believe it.
They even took all our food.
You mean we can't even have a turkey dinner?
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I mean, it happens. Police said that this is a prime time for these sorts of burglaries. And whoever did this knew what they were doing. That's why we didn't hear them.
How could they do this to us? It's Christmas.
That's why they did it to us, Donna.
Maybe the police will catch him today and bring back all our stuff.
Yeah, maybe. But I wouldn't count on it, Jimmy. I mean, what you see is what we have.
But I don't see anything.
That's it.
What did I get, Dad?
You don't want to know. Why make yourself more miserable?
At least I can imagine it.
Trust me, it's better you don't.
What a terrible, rotten Christmas.
You forgot horrible. It's a terrible, horrible, rotten Christmas.
Yeah, that too.
Well, at least we're safe. None of us got hurt.
That's right, Mary. We're safe, aren't we?
Right.
You can't unwrap safe, Dad.
I know. But let's try to show a little appreciation here. God kept us safe. I mean, compared to that, what did the burglars get away with?
All our Christmas presents.
Yes, but how important are they when we think about our health? Or even about Christmas?
I think Dad's still in shock, Mom.
Wait a minute. Think about it for a second. I stood here last night and was very proud to tell Mr. Whitaker that we went all out on Christmas gifts this year.
Man, I don't want to hear that.
And when he mentioned the birth of Jesus, I said that we took it for granted. I was trying to say that all the presents didn't mean that much to us, that celebrating the birth of Jesus is what's important to us. Obviously, I was wrong.
I could have told you that.
But that's not right, Donna. Jesus is supposed to be the center of Christmas, not the presents or all the decorations. And if you think otherwise, then I've failed you as a father. I should have taught you better than that. I should have been a better example. Well?
You're absolutely right, dear. We've been going about this all wrong. I mean, it's terrible that we've been burglarized. I feel... violated somehow. But they haven't stolen what's really important.
Our Christmas spirit.
No, the microwave oven. I can still make popcorn.
Mary!
I'm joking.
Oh, thank you. So come on. It's still Christmas Day. We still have each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason we can't make the best of it. What do you say?
Well, okay.
Jimmy?
Sure, Dad. I usually stop playing with my presents the day after Christmas anyway. I'll just pretend like we've skipped the day.
Well, I don't know about your logic, but I'll accept it. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is what I didn't do last night. Read the Bible story of Jesus' birth. Yeah, my Bible is one thing they decided not to take.
Good idea, sweetheart.
All right, let me get it here. Let's see. It's Luke chapter 2. There it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the... I wonder who that could be. Look, nobody move. I'll get it. Why, hello, Whit.
Hi.
And Eugene. What are you two doing out on Christmas Day?
Well, I understand that you were robbed last night. Burglars got all your gifts and food. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
That's all I needed to know. Come on! Bring it in!
Oh, my keys. There they are.
What is going on? What are you doing here?
You'll find out. Eugene, why don't you put that turkey in the kitchen? Now, look, we don't want it to get cold.
Will do, Mr. Whitaker. They didn't steal your oven, did they?
Well, no, but...
Pardon me?
What's going on, George?
Oh, Connie?
I'm not sure. It looks like...
Wow, look at all the people.
Is the tree still standing? I got a few small presents to go underneath.
It's in the...
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas.
I fixed up some of the world-famous Tom Riley Hot Christmas Punch. Wouldn't be Christmas without it. You should get away from that door, Jimmy. You'll catch cold in those PJs.
Connie.
Hi, Donna. Merry Christmas. Where should we hang these Christmas decorations? My mom and I had more than we could use.
Got some room for a few more gifts? Sorry, I didn't have time to wrap them. Wipe your feet, everyone. Don't want to get snow all over the floor.
That's perfectly all...
Merry Christmas, folks. Hey, Bimmy, mind if I come in, too?
Yeah, Lightning, come on in.
Excuse me, pardon me. make way.
You... What are you doing back in Odyssey?
Oh, I heard what happened on my police radio. Thought I'd drop in to check for clues.
With an armload of firewood?
Sure. Why? Did I steal your fireplace, too?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
I saw it in a movie once.
I guess we were wrong again, George.
We were? Well, how's that?
We have our help, our faith, and our friends.
You're right, Mary. Well, Jimmy, Donna, what do you think now?
Oh, I think I'm going to cry.
Jimmy?
Hey, what can I say but Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Don't just stand there. Have some punch.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And happy birthday.
You know, the Christmas spirit is more than just peace on earth. It's peace inside, a peace that God gives us any time of the year, under any circumstance. Philippians 4:7 tells us that God can give us a peace that goes beyond all understanding. And Jesus himself said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give to you." Those are important words for us to remember, not just at Christmas, but all year long. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey. Here's another fun fact from the Odyssey scrapbook. Ideas for Odyssey episodes come from everywhere, from our listeners, from the news, and from our writers' personal experience. In the case of today's show, Paul McCusker remembers that ideas even come from sound effects.
I remember in the early Peace on Earth show, which, Chuck, you came up with half of that story idea, the idea of the Barclays, the house being broken into and all the gifts taken away. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it is that production-wise, Dave Arnold and I sat down and I came up with a list of all the sounds that I equated with Christmas. A crackling fire and the sound of snow and maybe a just that weird silence, that wonderful silence you get with after a heavy snow and the city is just kind of dead quiet.
And that wasn't the only unique part of the show. Here, Paul talks about how it helped develop one of Odyssey's favorite characters, Tom Riley.
What I loved about that show in particular, apart from the Barclay angle, was Tom gets after Wit. In that show, Wit is so caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the season that Tom is the only person who finally says, "Wit, will you just stop and listen?" And I don't know of any other character who could get away with that. Yeah. And that, I remember, was a turning point for me in writing the characters because I thought, this is what the essence of their relationship is. Not only is Tom the confidant, mm-hmm. but he's the one who can keep Wit accountable to the very things that Wit's preaching about.
Walker Edmiston is the actor who plays Tom. Here he talks about his relationship with Hal Smith, the actor who played Mr. Whitaker from 1987 to 1994.
Well, see, that's the behind the scenes that our audience never gets to know. Hal and I, when we used to record way over the other side of Pasadena, we would arrange to get there at least an hour sooner, and we'd go up to McDonald's and have breakfast together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was an automatic built-in bond, because we'd worked together probably for 20 years before we started this.
Peace on Earth is just one example of the many shows that have been brought to life by one-of-a-kind characters.